Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital have performed the first penis transplant in the United States. The patient is a 64-year-old Halifax man. Word today is that he's recovering well. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has our story.
Back in 2012, Thomas Manning suffered a serious groin injury when a heavy cart fell on him at work. As he was being treated for it, his doctors found an aggressive cancer growing in his penis and amputated most of it. Mass General Urologist Adam Feldman is Manning's doctor.
He's really an incredible person that after that surgery, totally unprovoked, said, "Doc, if I can have a penile transplant, I'm your patient." And it was really amazing. And then shortly afterward is when the program started, and I said, you know, there might just be something here for you.
It took more than 3 years for all the pieces to come together, but Manning has now received the country's first penis transplant. Surgeons in South Africa and China have performed similar operations. The operation at Mass General took place overnight on May 8th and lasted more than 15 hours in total. The organ came from a deceased anonymous donor whose family gave special permission for the transplant. Surgeon Curtis Citrullo helped lead the surgical team of more than 30 and says this operation was just a first step.
We're hopeful that with these successes going forward that we'll be able to open this up to other patient populations such as wounded warriors returning from Iraq and Afghanistan who suffer these incredibly devastating injuries that can leave them so despondent that they consider taking their own lives, and often do.
Eventually, he says, if it's deemed safe, the surgery could also be considered for transgender patients. For now, one central challenge going forward will be to keep Manning's body from rejecting the transplanted organ. Dr. Dickon Koh, who co-led the surgical team, says they'll also be watching to see if his urinary function returns once his catheter is removed and whether sexual function returns.
So there are multiple benchmarks before we can call this. This is a wonderful, perfect operation that is 100% successful.
Tom Manning is still in the hospital and says he seems to be getting better every day. He likes the idea that his operation could someday help wounded veterans.
This one's for them. This one's for them.
And he says he's being public about his surgery because he sees no point in the taboo around everything related to sex and sexual organs.
You know, I'm not going to walk around feeling ashamed or anything for nothing. Sometimes bad things in your life happen and you can go run and hide or you can face them. And if you want a success story, you have to at least take the chance.
Mass General doctors say if all goes well, Manning could go home within 3 or 4 days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.